This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Jen.
At the Brixton Ritzy.
When the theme was overthinking.
Enjoy.
So, this story begins on Tinder. I'd just been dumped. Way! And I was on the rebound. So I was on Tinder and I was like, okay, who's fit? And I got a super like from a really sexy man. And he's like, really nice, sent his screenshots and girls thought his thighs looked really great. So I was like, ready. Went on first date. Went really well. Date two, he's booked a restaurant. It's a fake theatre. Okay. I go there. There's a live mic. It's technically soul, but it's a man singing I Will Always Love You really loudly on his own. So like eating quite shit food, listening to loud Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You face to face, which is quite weird for a second date when you don't know if you actually fancy them at all. And that proceeded with, we had two bottles of wine, really good, going well. Then we leave and it's like, okay, so do you know, like, so didn't overthink it. Went on to the nightclub, having a good time, dancing. I've got a surprise. Didn't overthink it. YOLO, on the rebound, having a good time. The surprise goes via the corner shop and he's like, right, okay, so bottle of Prosecco and maybe some like cashews or something. Cause he's like quite posh, like red trousers. So very interesting. So I was like, okay, Tories are really safe. Like they're not going to do anything to me. And I like surprises. So I'm going to go and I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to be young. I'm 27. That is quite old, but I'm okay with that. I'm going on my date. So I went into the surprise door. So I went through the door and there's a swimming pool. So I was like, fuck. Oh, I'm going swimming. So I get in and then he's like, oh, the chlorine, like a bit funny. And then I was like, look, you've got a fucking swimming pool. Like you don't show me the swimming pool and not expect me to get in, which then he agreed. That was great. Have the Prosecco, three bottles of wine down. Now quite drunk. Take off all my clothes. Swimming. Just don't want to overthink that now. So it gets all like a music video and there's mirrors. So I'm really enjoying it. And then he's like, right, do you want to go upstairs? Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I can't go home. I've lost my phone because a child, I'm a teacher, stole it. So I can't leave. So I'm staying. And I'm also soaked. So I look like a creature from Loch Ness Deep. I can't leave. So I'm going to go upstairs with you and we'll see what happens. But he was really like gentlemanly and he didn't really want anything to happen because I did look like a creature from the deep and the mascara was like all over here. So he, like, it was quite quiet. You know, I did take all my clothes off, but that was that. And I thought, like, I fucked it. It doesn't matter anyway. Who cares? Like, safe to go to sleep. Wake up. Fine. Wake up. But it wasn't the morning. No. It wasn't the morning. I wake up and my leg is quite sticky and wet. Guys, I'm sorry, but this is reality. Oh, no. Ladies, do you know what I mean? Oh, fuck. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. It's the time. It's the time! And there's a big man, and he'd like all of his body over me. So I was like this. And he's the kind of person that has a swimming pool, so his whole house is white, and his bed is white, and all of his carpets are white. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning-ish, I think, five, whatever. I have got -6 eyesight, so I can't see anything. I'm 3 bottles of wine drunk. I have no clothes on, and I have no idea where I am. And I also don't have a phone, so I can't leave. So I'm like, how do I get out of bed? So then I'm like moving him, and then I get up, and then I'm like, okay, right, just get out of the room. But then he gets up, he stands up, and he's like, are you okay? Are you feeling a bit nervous? And I'm like, I'm just fine. I'm fine. I'm just, So then I proceed to go down the stairs, and I obviously think that I've Texas Chainsaw Massacred all over his bed. So I'm like creeping down the stairs, and ladies, it's not a controlled situation. Like, you can't help this. So I'm touching doors, trying to find toilet, feeling like I'm like painting his walls. And I go to his loo, and he's a man who lives in a house which isn't really that well equipped, even though it's really fancy. So he only has kitchen rolls. That's amazing. So I make like a nappy, and I take all of the stuff, and I make an amazing sort of creation of a ball, and stuff it in a Sainsbury's bag, which I find in his kitchen, and stuff it in my handbag. And then I creep. I'm like, do I leave? No, haven't got any clothes. And can't, so I don't know where I am. So then I creep back upstairs in my amazing nappy outfit and get back into bed. And he's like, God, you seem so shaken. Like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, I just had like quite a bad dream. And wake up in the morning, and you're thinking what I'm thinking, like, it must be somewhere. And I'm overthinking it. So I just get up and I leave. And I don't say anything. And I cleaned the doors on my way. So I knew that it was like, that wasn't a problem. But I didn't know about the bed, and I didn't know about the carpet, and I didn't know about anything. And I leave, and I'm like, delete his number. Delete, unmatch him from Tinder. Never speak to him again. I don't know him. No one knows him. No one will ever know him. Never going to be a member of the Tory party soon. We'll never encounter him at some kind of delegation. But he texts me that night. And actually, I was overthinking it, and apparently not a trace. And I brought it up eventually, and I was like, you know that night? And he was like, yeah, you were being really weird. I was like, yeah, I thought I got my period. And he was like, not that I knew of. And I was like, yes. Yeah.
That was Jen.
Next up, Holly.
With another story about overthinking.
I haven't told anyone this story before. It's quite embarrassing. I'd say that I'm quite a confident person. So when I'm at work, when I meet friends, I'm quite chatty. I always ask them lots of questions, probably too many questions. But I'm always that person where when you meet people, there's always that one person that like hangs back. And it's not because I don't like meeting new people. It's because I don't know how to act. Is it a handshake? Is it the kind of kiss left, right? Is it that kind of hug where it's not really a hug? It's more like brushing of the bodies and you don't really know the person. It's just really awkward. And I think it all started from when I was about 11. So I didn't really know how to greet people. So when I used to say hello to family, friends, or you know, grannies or that kind of thing, it's kind of etiquette to give someone a hug or give someone a kiss or whatever. My granny had some of her old friends over, and I was the 11-year-old trying to be really polite, trying to be really sweet. And I went down the stairs and said hello to people and kind of did the kiss left to right, but didn't know how to do it. And I don't really think there is a proper way to kiss somebody. You just kiss them or you just give them a hug. Anyway, and I saw this sort of really old man who was somehow connected to my granny, about 83, who kind of came over. And I was about this height when I was 11. I was really tall. And he was standing about here. And I sort of thought, okay. And I almost viewed it like, you know, when you're playing rounders and you're like, right, I'm ready to hit the ball now. And I was like, literally, I'm ready for this. So I went there, kiss on the left-hand cheek. But for some reason, I don't know what happened. It literally happened in a kind of like slow car crash situation, but his cheek got stuck to mine as I went like that. And then I couldn't move it to the right. And it just moved really slowly. But then his head also moved slowly. So there was about 4 or 5 seconds of just lip to lip as we were trying to get to the other side. I hadn't kissed anyone at that age. I think my first kiss was with an 83-year-old. But what made it worse is that as I went to go and kiss him on the left-hand side before we got knocked kind of cheek to cheek, I could see my older brother on the stairs, and he was that guy who was like, I'm not going to get in there with a kiss. I'm going to be socially awkward and 13 and just going to watch everyone do what they're doing. And he was kind of standing on the stairs, and I just saw his face literally as I pulled away going, like that. And the memory now, it was just absolutely awful. So from now on, if I meet a friend's boyfriend, or if I'm meeting someone at work, if I start a new job, I don't know how I'm meant to be. And I think that's genuinely the reason for my social awkwardness. Anyway, so I went on a date with a guy, and it got to the end of a date, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't fancy him. So I wasn't going to do the handshake, because you can't really do that after a first date. And I didn't really want to do the kiss, because quite often guys go in for the slow move, like that 83-year-old man whose name I don't know. And then they kind of hope for the kind of head turn, and then hope it will turn into a kiss. So I was on this date with this guy, a Tinder one. And I was on a Tinder date, and it was a first date, and there was not going to be a second. And I knew that he was going to do that. So to avoid it, I gave him a high five. So so I think if you're like me and you get awkward and you don't like kissing people, just go for the high five. It's funny, and it works quite well.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.